Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, yes, back to work. Mike Tomlin taking his lunchbox and hard hat to Water Street, punching in and doing everything he can to get the Steelers ready for the Bengals on Sunday. Quite the visual. Good afternoon, everybody, on this Veterans Day 2025. Shout out to all the veterans who served. Veterans who called today will shoot up to the top of the list, and we'll take your calls almost immediately. Veteran-owned businesses that we like to support out there. Several.
I think I can name one veteran. Shout out to all the veterans. Let me echo that for your service today. But I think I can name one veteran who will be taking advantage of that offer. I have to adjust volume and everything over here, Pony.
Because of the new headphones?
Not new headphones, but big nerd day here for me. You saw them. My headphone cups on these bad boys would just fall off.
Uh-huh. New ones.
Found out that you can buy, like, a third party that makes good ones, better ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so good that they're insulating my ears too well. It's a big day for me in the nerd world.
Wow.
The audio nerd world. That component of what would it be? Not play for us, but that component of work for me is on the up and up right now.
All right, so Tomlin there talking about how it was actually nothing that the Chargers did defensively that caused the Steelers offense to suck the way that it did, because they had seen these things before and the Steelers just couldn't execute. So that's him putting it back on the players. They were prepared. They knew what to do. They just didn't play well. Really, that's, I think, his way of saying Aaron Rodgers lost us the game.
Which is accurate. That's what he's actually implying, I would agree with him.
The big news today is the way the New York football media is reacting to Brian Daboll getting fired. That's the biggest story for us. As you listen wherever you are and you watch us on our X feed on Twitter now, you can watch us streaming live there. There's a video right up on our Twitter page at 93.7 The Fan, so you don't have to scroll through to find
it.
It's right there at the
right
top.
There.
Yep. The New York football media thinks there's a shot Mike Tomlin is the Giants' next coach. Not saying he's the favorite. I'm not saying he's on a short list of like slam dunk candidates who are going to get the job. But they obviously think he's in play. The New York Post, which, say what you will about the New York Post, put him on a list of candidates for the job. That's one thing to do. I mean, that's kind of a New York Post tabloidy move. Let's put a big name on there and see what kind of response we get.
Yeah.
I get that. But then you had Ian O'Connor, who wrote Aaron Rodgers' biography, who has covered New York sports for the better part of like 30 years, used to be on ESPN sports reporters when they were still doing good shows there at ESPN, is a pretty big J journalism guy. And his first column on the Giants moving on from Brian Daboll is the following: why the Giants and Mike Tomlin would make for a perfect marriage. I didn't pay him to write that column, but I might as well have. I mean, I love it. I think that it makes just like the way he went through it for an organization like the Giants that hasn't won a playoff. They've won one playoff game since they last won a Super Bowl in 2011. And they've gone through all kinds of coaching changes and GM changes. They would look at Mike Tomlin because they're wired like the Steelers. They're the NFC Steelers.
Right.
The Rooneys and the Maras are not the Hatfields and McCoys. They're on the same side here. They're allies. They're not enemies.
They're relatives.
Right. Literally.
Yes.
In some cases.
And figuratively relatives.
And so it would make sense that the Giants would prioritize and value the same things as the Steelers. And if the relationship has gone stale here, the Giants might look at it like, this is the type of coach we like. Fresh start, young quarterback. We'll give you something to make you whole, Steelers, but can we see if we can find a second chapter with your coach? And so, like, it makes, I think, total sense from the Giants' point of view to be interested in Mike Tomlin. Then it comes down to if Mike Tomlin would be interested in the Giants and if the Steelers would be interested in
trading
Mike Tomlin to the Giants. And we know they didn't want to trade him to the Bears.
Shall we go piece by piece? Do you think Mike Tomlin would be interested in the Giants?
No, I don't. Not right now.
Well, my thought was,
I think we need things to go really, really, really bad off the rails here to maybe change his mind.
7-10, which would require, after a 4-1 start, 7-10 means you finish 3-9.
But even then, he might look at it like, okay, now I get to go get my quarterback in the draft. And we know how much
he got to do that once already.
Yes, but we know how much he loves the draft process of the Senior Bowl and being a de facto coach down there.
So which projected third or fourth rounder is he going to take with the 11th pick this year?
And, you know, he's going to go have breakfast with Mendoza and lunch with Aller and Ty Simpson and all these guys.
Lunch with Aller?
Yeah.
Well, is he lunching with undrafted free agents to be now?
You know, he's got to make sure he does his due diligence on these guys.
He's got one if he goes and gets Jackson Dart. And wants to be his head coach. He's got a guy already.
But he would need to... Okay, so that gets back to, like, what reporting do you trust on this and what don't you? They supposedly had a first-round grade on Dart, which means they liked him.
At the very least, Andy Weidel liked him because he makes the board.
But they didn't like him enough to take him.
Correct.
They took Derek Harmon instead. And that was before Aaron Rodgers had given them a pinky swear promise that he was going to come here.
Mm-hmm.
They had a good feeling, but they didn't have a guarantee. And also, by the way, even if you thought you were getting Aaron Rodgers for 1 year, you could always draft a rookie. And like Aaron lived that life with
just have Jordan Love,
and he won two MVPs with Jordan Love backing him up.
Sure.
And those guys seem to like each other, unlike Ben and Mason Rudolph. So,
do you think he would like the New York environment, where by just definition, he is not going to be as big of a fixture as far as everyone's obsessed with Tomlin in this city. Everyone has an opinion on him. In New York, even though he's still the head coach of a football team.
Well, everybody's going to have an opinion on him.
But he's not. But he is still, by definition, a smaller fish in an enormous pond there. The manager of the Yankees gets a lot of flack. The owner of the Mets gets a lot of attention. Juan Soto, do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Mike is, Sidney Crosby still commands attention, all of it positive.
Yep.
As far as being a flashpoint where opinions can go either way, he moves the needle. He's the guy here. There are just by definition a lot more of those people
in the New York sports scene. Would be there instantly because he's a huge name in football, and it's still a football-dominated world, even though New York has a bunch of other teams.
It's a baseball town, though. You've always told me you think that's a Yankees town first and foremost, and then it's a football town right after that.
Well, I think...
And a Knicks town, too.
I think it can be a... I think the Giants have more fans than the Jets, and if they were good, it would be a lot different.
You were locked in. You didn't even work here when the first one of these happened. Like, was Tom Coughlin this central figure in the New York zeitgeist
in
2008?
So was Eli. Yeah, those guys are.
2007?
Michael Strahan, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Rex Ryan was. I think Rex Ryan took the New York media market by storm.
But I think Rex, wanted to be the guy who is the center of attention, too.
You don't think Mike leans into that? I don't think Mike is a shrinking violet by any means.
I think Mike likes being that guy in Pittsburgh where he can be standoffish whenever he wants with the locals and have the national
people back him. And he can be that way, too, in New York as long as he doesn't stink. I mean, Aaron Glenn's playing stupid games where he won't even name his starting quarterback for Sunday games anymore.
So you don't think the New York media is, broadly speaking, more adversarial and harsh or attempts to try to get guys into knots?
Yes, I think especially if things went south there, I think it would be maybe harder than it is here. But I think at first he'd have them eating out of the palm of his hand because all of his Tomlinisms would be new to them.
Okay, here's another question about would he like it there?
So my bottom line there is I don't think he'd shy away from the job because of the way he's covered. I think he would have reservations about it because... Is he going to win there? And would he voluntarily want out of a job that he has basically for life.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to bring up. The main reason I would argue against my, well, like just make argue the point that he wouldn't want to take that job is, while the Mara family is the Rooneys of the NFC, they have shown a willingness and a propensity to be wildly different with their head coaching stability or lack thereof than the Steelers. You've got Shermer. You've got Dable. You've got the guy from Homer City I've already forgotten about.
The guy from Homer City.
Why am I blanking?
How long is it
Ben McAdoo, thank you. Sorry. Completely blanked on his name because he was forgettable. But they're not the Steelers. They might be in terms of like their history and the way that the ownership family is respected, but they don't handle coaches this way. That's probably the biggest appeal for him. If he somehow drags them to a playoff berth either this year or has a bad year but then gets his quarterback and they look like a team on the rise, even if they go 8-9 or 9-8, but they're showing promise, he's going to get another contract extension here. Like if they say they drafted Mendoza, just for argument's sake, they go 6-11 this year, it really craters, it bottoms out, it gets ugly. Rodgers is even saying stuff, he's gone. Say they draft Mendoza and they get it right, and they win 8 or 9 games and they threaten a playoff spot with a rookie quarterback. He's gonna get a new deal.
I agree.
And at that point, like I'd even play devil's advocate with myself and say for him to have made enough things go right in that setting, he might actually warrant one.
But then to play devil's advocate with yourself again, you're not really any closer to winning a championship.
No, you're not.
And Mike Tomlin, you know, talks about sticky Lombardis and things like that, but he's also comfortable here and it's on his terms completely.
Correct.
The argument, the pro-Giants argument would be, if he thinks Jackson Dart is the real deal, it's a shortcut to getting closer to a championship. Because
what if he gets told also, what if he thinks that's the case, but he gets told by the Mara family, hey, guess what? We're hiring your coordinators. You're also not running the defense.
Then he wouldn't go. Yeah, he would not. I don't think he would. I don't think he would take a job that gave him less power. I think he would do the opposite.
We'll pay you a ton of money. You can still have a lot of say in buying the groceries for the team, but you're not running the defense on game day.
Yeah, right. I don't think he'd do that. I think he'd leave because a franchise would say the answer to our prayers is Mike Tomlin.
You're Mike Holmgren in Seattle.
Let him do what he wants.
You're Bill Belichick. Essentially, the Patriots.
I think
you answer to nobody.
Sure. I mean, he probably would get to pick a GM that he wanted to work with, but it would be like an Omar Khan situation where Omar, I think, does his bidding. I mean, Omar has his own thoughts, but everything runs through Mike Tomlin. And I think that's how this would work here. But it's just, look, I'm kicking myself a little bit because when this Dable news came out yesterday, I wish I had put 2 and 2 together on this.
And thought that they might be interested.
Yeah. And it makes sense that like two of these kind of Tiffany teams that have fallen on hard times, the Bears and Giants, would look at Mike Tomlin as some rock of stability that would be perfect for their franchise. Now, I think we'll see the Bears in 2 weeks. That was a blessing in disguise that Art Rooney didn't want to play ball.
I think
that
the
they
Bears
got Ben Johnson instead of Mike Tomlin.
The Bears so far are reaping. It's funny. I just skimmed the Ian O'Connor piece, and he talks about how the Giants love tough guy coaches like Parcells and Coughlin, and he puts Tomlin in that mold. Tomlin talks tough. I think Coughlin and Parcells were bigger hard asses on their players.
100%.
For sure. Mike is more of a talks tough but is nice to his players. I think the Bears got it right because they did what most good teams do. Hire an up-and-coming offensive mind. Assume or hope that he comes from a good enough situation where he learned leadership skills. I think that's pretty obvious that Ben Johnson did from Dan Campbell. They started 0-2 and the Buzzards were already circling him. They've gone 6-1 since. I'm not saying Caleb Williams looks like he's the answer for sure, but he looks better than he has. They got it right. I would go so far as to say that if I were a Giants fan who thinks Dart has the raw material to be great.
Yeah.
I'd want Mike Kafka to get a real shot. Unless he's the main reason that Dart just is in concussion protocol more than he's on the field. If you think the OC is the one putting him in danger, then that's different.
So what do you think it would take for Art to be interested in this?
They'd have to, offer to trade at least a first?
Oh, and then at that point, you don't think it matters how Tomlin does the rest of the year? If the Giants legitimately said, we'll give you our first round pick for Mike Tomlin, do you think the Steelers could go 9-8 and Art would still think about it?
I would hope that he would, but
I don't think so. I don't think he would.
I think Art starts to think about it at 2 firsts because other people in the organization say, Art, are you on drugs? Are you high?
But
do
but,
you know what two extra firsts
but,
could be?
But here's I don't think Tomlin would go to the Giants if they gave up their two first round picks.
It takes two to tango on both sides there. So why would I go to a place that had to mortgage important draft capital? I love the draft.
But he might do it for one. He might leave for one if he likes their situation.
Well, if it's one, the difference is I think he can easier reconcile I going there and like a first round pick being added to the organization because of how great I am. It's funny that in Ian O'Connor's piece about all of this, there is an acknowledgement that it's gotten pretty stale here. And he kind of does the unscientific, if you follow Steelers fans enough on Twitter, you find that they're getting very tired of the merry-go-round. Like, there's an admission there in writing that the guy, despite his reputation, the luster is off a little bit.
He's so dialed into the Giants. I wonder if the Giants people have told him, like, hey, Mike Tomlin might be available for the right price. And that's what he's, like, basing this on. And obviously, the Giants would have, in terms of teams that aren't the Steelers, you'd think the Giants would have a better understanding of the inner workings of the Steelers than any team that's not the Steelers.
You would think.
So, your reaction to this. Why the Giants and Mike Tomlin would make for a perfect marriage. The New York Post reporting that Mike Tomlin is on a list of candidates for the New York Giants open job. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. I promised veterans first shot. Here's Jamie and Moon. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you guys taking my call. I'm a Bears fan. I grew up in Illinois, but I am living in Moon, so I try to root for the Steelers as much as possible. But as we know, in a couple of weeks, the Bears host the Steelers. And I wanted to get your take, or how much stock do you take in the Aaron Rodgers and Bears feud, that, you know, with the way that Rodgers played in the last game, but also, you know, he's owned the Bears for, you know, two decades. What do you guys think about that game?
I think the Bears might finally get one over on their old nemesis.
But the Bears' defense still isn't good.
No, it's given up 400-plus the last two games.
So I can easily see Aaron Rodgers in these next 2 weeks turning back the clock and looking good against the
The Steelers also just play
against
terrible
the Bears
football
and Bengals
there broadly. So yep. I could see Caleb Williams having a career game against this defense.
I really thought when I had this news to share that we have full lines of callers that are like, oh my God, this might be Christmas come early. This is the best news I've ever heard.
I have a theory.
I guess I think I know what your theory is. People just don't believe it.
Well, no,
people don't want to get excited.
People know that there's, in their own minds, there's no chance it actually happens. O'Connor can write it. People can speculate about it.
So you think that's the hang up here?
Yeah, I think people just see it as
feel like it's just fiction.
It's like me saying, hey, Pony, wouldn't it be cool if one of us won the lottery? Or if me, you, and Donnie split a Powerball ticket and won a third of a billion apiece.
But it's not some kid who wrote this.
No,
I
know.
It's like one of the most well-respected New York sports writers.
But it still
takes give it some credence. Our listeners might not, but I am.
But it still takes the Steelers and specifically, I mean, Tomlin, yes, if there's a trade. But it takes Art Rooney wanting to do this. The man who has let coaching stability define his franchise even more than winning lately.
Or maybe the lack of calls means that people don't actually want the Steelers to do it. How about that? You think that's a possibility?
No. After the performance they just turned in,
I don't think
there's a broad base of Mike Tomlin support at the moment.
Maybe people think we're being...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ain't too hard on him. Listen to the PM Team On Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Report in New York that Mike Tomlin's a candidate for the Giants job. And probably the most respected sports writer there talked about how it would be a perfect marriage.
And Andrew Filippone thought that Christmas had occurred on November 11th, 2025.
I mean, even if you're the biggest Tomlin lover, right? Like, let's just say we've got thousands of people out there that still think the guy's a great coach, which is your prerogative as a fan if you feel that way. I would think even those people would have to admit, if the Giants offered their first round pick for him, you have to do that deal.
You would think.
And that Art would have to make that trade, set his franchise up, go hire Marcus Freeman or somebody like that from Notre Dame to be your next up-and-coming young coach.
Why do that? Just promote Arthur Smith. Give him another chance.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Arthur Smith?
Yeah, I'm like, I'll pass on that as well.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need to see more Arthur Smith as a head coach.
I like Marcus Freeman. I think he could someday, if he wants to be a very good NFL coach. I generally like the way he carries himself. He's a defensive guy, though. I would love to see them get a guy that coaches offense that is of the Reed, McVay, Shanahan ilk. Like, give me somebody whose background is on the side of the ball where most teams understand your bread gets buttered anymore.
I mean, I'm fine with a defensive head coach if he hires good coordinators. Look at Todd Bowles in Tampa.
Sure, that's fair. I guess then the real problem is that Mike, A, never hires good coordinators, and B, seems to do that by design.
Here is Will on the fan. Hello, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
I would personally drive Tomlin to any of the three major airports in New York or even Albany if that deal was ever offered or made. I was scrolling on Twitter last night after that horrid game last night, and I saw a tweet about a reporter asked Matt LaFleur if he is coaching for his job the rest of the year, and he gave a very detailed and thorough answer about it. And I think it's insane that a guy like that, who's had more success than Tomlin in recent years, can get asked a question like that, respond professionally, when the last time we saw someone question Tomlin's job security and everything else was Brooke Pryor doing it after that wild card loss against Buffalo, and he just walked off the podium like a child.
Yeah, Mike, when Mike doesn't feel like he has the high ground and he gets asked about his resume or his job status, he
pieces out.
Yeah, he acts like he's a child.
You can thank Art Rooney for that, though. To me, that's
he's enabled him.
He's completely enabled him. Do you ever hear it? We heard more about how when Terrell Austin swore during a media avail.
Yeah,
you were hearing through the grapevine, I think, that, or were you speculating that there was some unhappiness?
No, they
that
weren't.
He used
they were not
language.
Thrilled that the defensive coordinator, days after a game when he was not emotional
was
and
cussing.
Temperamental, was swearing. Yeah,
yeah. So Art enables it. Art's the guy who allows Mike to do stuff like that and not have to answer for it.
Here is a man who has more fantasy football teams than me, Adrian in Pittsburgh. Hello, Adrian.
What's up, fellas, my guys?
Hi, Adrian.
I hope the Giants offer 2 first-round picks and good riddance Mike Tomlin.
Would you do it for one?
Adrian, you got to say yes to one first-rounder, because I see you in the YouTube chat, and you say things all the time like, finally, you and Pony are realizing the problem all along has been the head coach. So you've got to be ready to get rid of him for one first-round pick.
Sounds like you'd get rid of him for a 7th.
Yeah, I would just get rid of him for any pick, yeah, because he needs to go.
Johnny the Barber tweeted into us or messaged in saying they should trade for Cade Stover, former Ohio State tight end.
Oh, of course, that's where he admits. That's his
guy. No, but listen to him respond opening when he just opened his presser today.
Yep.
It's the same thing over and over. It's third down, possession downs, what he likes to call it, and turnovers. Okay. Dummy Tomlin, how about attacking on offense, throwing the ball down the field? When's the last time you guys seen, okay, we make a big play in the passing game? The very next play is a run. This guy lives in the 5-yard box, which is why defenses have been clogging the area, putting 8-9 people in the box for the last 7 years since Antonio Brown has been gone.
So two things, thank you. Number one, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers makes a better throw to DK Metcalf on the first drive, there's your big play right there. And so you have a downfield throw that gets completed and converted, and it's maybe a game changer, momentum changer in the game. And then going back to what you said about Tomlin, that's the problem with being in one place for 19 years. Like, all those things he said and, like, the way he says it, his Tomlinisms, his mannerisms, all those things, we've heard it all before.
It's extremely stale.
But it wouldn't be for It wouldn't be for the guys in New York, just like Mike Sullivan isn't stale to them yet. You know, I mean, it just, and I'm sure like in Colorado, I'm talking baseball here for a second, they were like, man, I'm so tired of Clint Hurdle talking about showering well and pebbles and shoes and things like that after 10 years.
And comes
we,
here.
And we got him. And we're like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. This is a big departure from John Russell, who sounded like he was comatose.
I was going to say, it was a big departure when he came here because the previous manager didn't actually talk. It was only a rumor.
Right. So I just think even good coaches wear out their welcome. And if you want to just, you know, not say insulting things about Mike, you can say he's a good coach who's just been in one place for too long. Here's Paul in Washington. Hello, Paul.
Well, how you doing there, Mr. Filippone? Are you a little bit numb in the breast area?
No, everything's back to...
little escapade?
Everything's back to normal there. It's amazing how the way the body can heal.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, let's get to the real crux of the issue here. Mike Tomlin would be the perfect fit in New York. He could pal around with Comrade Mondami and all of his Tomlinisms he used. The New York media would rip him to shreds. He would beg for Brooke Fryer to ask him questions. He's got more baloney than Giant Eagle. I mean, it's ridiculous. We should be sick of this guy. I mean, he makes excuses for everything. 3 years ago, I said on this program, Jalen Warren should be the starter. Contrary to what Mr. Know-It-All says, I said it. Remember that. Tomlin don't know how to evaluate talent. He don't know whether to shit or get off the puck.
Okay, we can't say that word, Paul. You've called into our radio show like 100 times.
And he wants to be a host on the station?
He does?
Well, you know, he thinks he could be.
I think Paul's got some promise. I mean, he's good in those fun-sized portions for sure.
Well, doing what we do is like several king-size candy bars at once,
I know,
my friend.
I got a soft spot in my heart for Paul ever since he came, ever since the Sheltie call.
I don't.
The Scotty too hottie.
I don't. I actually don't acknowledge Paul because he doesn't acknowledge me.
What do you mean? He said hi, Chris.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
No, he very, very clearly said, hello, Mr. Pony.
Well, that's because he felt like you were disrespectful to him at an event.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't.
I think you guys should bury the hatchet and try to work something out.
I think if Paul had a chance to bury the hatchet, he would do it in my neck. The way things are going, man.
412-928-9370. What's your response to the Giants having interest in Mike Tomlin and the most respected reporter in New York saying that the Giants and Mike Tomlin would be a perfect marriage? I was wrong. I said maybe people aren't calling in because somebody wants to say, Mike's a good coach. This is BS. Let's keep him here. So far, most of the calls have been something along the lines of, I'll drive him to New Jersey to make it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happen.
You know, they traded Logan Wilson, and so they got a young linebacker tandem, and that's been, you know, that's kind of the mentality that I've had. What's new with the Bengals? We played them just a short number of weeks ago. They just played in only two games since then. Moving on from Logan Wilson, man, and the young linebacker tandem has my attention. Studied both guys a lot in the draft. Both guys were wise beyond their years and displayed that in their play. It's not shocking that they're getting an opportunity to play because of that personal maturity that I observed from those two in the draft process. They're certainly doing a nice job of communicating and being a hub of communication for the defense.
So it was slim pickings for Tomlinisms. He loves hub of communication. That's become one of his buzzwords. He uses it talking about his guys like Patrick Queen and Jalen Ramsey in the secondary.
If you don't have those communication hubs, what do you have in this life?
Right. And he's talking about the two rookies that start at linebacker for the Bengals, Demetrius Knight, who was a second-round pick, and Barrett Carter, who was a fourth-round pick. And that was the first thing he talked about with the Bengals.
Their defense.
He got torched by Joe Flacco. Jamar Chase got targeted 23 times the last time they played.
Caught 16 of those passes.
And he's talking about these rookie inside linebackers.
On the 32nd out of 32 teams ranked scoring defense in the league. They are giving up 33 points a game. I am very glad. Sorry to cut you off here. I am very glad you had the same thought listening to this that I did. I was in my house still getting ready to come in. I had my earbuds in. And I blurted out to nobody in particular, he's starting with their defense?
And guys who aren't even good on their defense.
Guys who aren't even good? What the hell is this crap?
And the Bengals' defense has gotten worse since they saw the Steelers. 39 points allowed to the Jets. 47 to the Bears.
How many teams ever?
They're on pace to give up 55 to the Steelers this week.
How many teams ever have scored at least 38 points in back-to-back games and lost both games?
I don't think any have. Aren't they the first one?
I'm going to guess they are. I can do a little research project in the break, but like, Mike, they've given up 1,078 yards and 86 points in 2 weeks. Their linebackers suck.
But they are a hub of communication.
He didn't want to talk about the boogeyman. He saved talking about Flacco for as long as he could, because he doesn't want to talk about the quarterback who scares him the most.
Can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Bengals at the Steelers live at 1 o'clock. Then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman. All on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It's a doubleheader week on Paramount Plus and CBS. The second game we're probably going to get is Browns and Ravens and not Broncos and Chiefs, which I'm fine with.
By the way, we have a little news about this game.
Go ahead.
Steelers are 4-0 in CBS games this year, all four of their five wins. All four have been the Iron Eagle crew.
This is not an Iron Eagle game.
Kevin Harlan, Trent Green, and Melanie Collins.
Let's go back to the phones and get your thoughts on this story in New York. Mike Tomlin being linked to the Giants job. And the most respected sports writer in New York talking about how it would be a perfect marriage. Here is Joe on the Fan. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm torn. Like, on one hand, I kind of like watching meaningful ball in December, at least kind of maybe having a chance. The other hand, it's just stale. But I don't want it to be you watch what you wish for, and then if we do get rid of him, I feel like we have to have a fire sale. Like, just completely, totally rebuild. And the next 3 years are going to be just rebuild.
Why, though? Why does it have to be that? Because
what happens, you get a new coach.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, Aaron Rodgers probably is going to go if that happens.
Yep.
Regardless if that's good or bad. And then what do you get? You might miss on a quarterback. You don't have the draft capital to move up.
Let me ask you this question. Who would you trust to develop a rookie quarterback more? Mike Tomlin or next mystery head coach?
It's a coin flip. I mean, it's either...
Well, what about Mike Tomlin's resume would make you think he's the right guy to do it?
Like 5%.
I mean, no, there's nothing in his resume. He's 0-for-1 in the chance he has gotten to draft and develop one.
And by the way, can I also bring up something that Tomlin said last week, and I forgot to bring it up, and now that just sparked it for me. He was giving the Colts so much credit for the way that they had a situation and environment that made Daniel Jones a good quarterback. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And he said about it, he's like, these reclamation projects happen around the NFL. I'm not surprised when they happen anymore. Do you also remember that?
Yes.
By that logic, we should rip him for Trubisky, too.
Because he was Mitch's second
because
chance.
Because they identified the guy mm-hmm. who had big pedigree, who was picked near the top of the draft, that they thought they could turn into their Baker Mayfield or their Geno Smith or their Sam Darnold or any number of guys. Their Daniel Jones now. They thought they had that guy. That's the one that Mike Tomlin anointed and said yes.
Well, they didn't really have him because they drafted a first-round quarterback that year too, which means regardless of what they said, You're talking about Trubisky, right?
I'm talking about the idea that if Mike is saying it's actually not as hard and not as unusual
then
as you think.
Then he should be bad. He should be ripped for not turning Trubisky around.
Yeah. Yes.
But then how much did they actually believe in Trubisky because they signed him and then they drafted a first-round quarterback right after
Well,
that
how
anyway.
Much did the Giants really believe – I mean, how much did the Colts really believe in Daniel Jones? They gave him a one-year deal. How much did the Vikings initially really believe in Sam Darnold? He wasn't going to play until McCarthy tore his ACL. Last year.
Darnold's the more, like, I think, applicable one because they did have a first rounder that they had just picked. But, like, Jones got brought in after that first round quarterback that was already there had kind of failed a little
but
bit.
But if Mike's overall point is these guys with big pedigree can succeed because they're put into good environments, so what's that say about your environment with Trubisky?
It's not good. Or he would just say Mitch just wasn't good enough. Some guys just aren't.
Well, then why bring him in at all and start him? From day one. Like, that's a misevaluation on their part.
Do you think to any degree that the way they told Mitch clearly to play the position, I'm going to tip my hand here. I don't agree with this. I don't agree with this notion. I think Mitch just stinks. But they brought him in and said, don't screw it up. We basically have like a metaphorical gun at your back.
Yep.
Like, if you throw an interception, we might kill you.
Yes.
Throw the ball to the sidelines. Either George Pickens makes a circus catch or the ball sails out of bounds, Mitch.
Yep.
Like, one of Mitch's greatest plays was a complete improv job in Cincinnati when he had no other choice.
Yeah, the first game of the year.
And the one other time he came into a game midstream, basically didn't have to think about it and just cut it loose, he beat Tom effing Brady.
But that gets back to what I said to the caller. Do you trust Mike Tomlin to be the guy that develops the next young quarterback? Is the strategy with that guy going to be to put shackles on him too and handcuffs?
I don't trust him with anybody because he also tipped his hand as to what matters to him today for any quarterback, even a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Don't turn the ball over.
Here's Ron and Elizabeth. Hello, Ron.
Hey, I'd be very surprised if the Giants offer a first-round pick for Mike.
Well, if they wanted him this January, they'd pretty much have to. Like, otherwise, they'd have to have the Steelers internally just come to an agreement that they're just going to let Mike out of his contract, and he's going to resign and go somewhere else. I think they'd have to work some sort of trade that Mike would be okay with.
Did you guys listen to the press conference, what he said about playing more and more?
Yes.
His answer was, if we win the third down situations, he'll play more.
And then he was asked if he could put him on the field on third downs, and he just kind of word saladed his way through saying, I believe in both of our guys,
right,
but I need to get him some rest sometimes.
Right.
But don't you think that to win the third down more, you put your best players to achieve that goal?
You would think.
Not only that, but think about this, right? So they were 0-for-9 on third down, Ron. That means only 9 plays to that point in the game were third downs. And I don't think Warren was out there for any of them, okay? Gainwell still played more than Warren. So he wasn't just eaten into Warren's playing time on third down. He was eaten into Warren's playing time the entire game, which makes no sense based on how Warren played. None whatsoever. And yes, his explanation today was flimsy at best. But see, again, this is why Tomlin would work better somewhere else. We can see through his BS because we've heard it for almost 20 years. These other places haven't.
And it's new to you.
And if he had the Giants at 5-4 right now, they'd be wanting to build a statue there for him, not doing what we're doing, which is parsing everything he says and picking him apart, which we should be doing. Because they haven't won a playoff. The guy the Giants fired has won a playoff game more recently than Mike.
On the road. Oh, the list. Somebody put it out there again. The list of coaches who have won a road playoff game since Mike's last playoff victory continues to be hilarious. Much more so if you allow for Mike Prefer coaching the Browns in the interim.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.